news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day, another COVID record broken. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 rose above 130,000 on Monday after coronavirus hospitalizations increased by 5% or more in 23 states. Texas reported that it had more than 8,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on Sunday. Yep, another record for that state. Public health experts consider hospitalizations to be a better indication of the severity of local outbreaks because they don't vary based on testing availability the way tallies of infections do. Dr. Anthony Fauci noted Monday that the average age of new coronavirus patients had dropped by roughly 15 years as cases surged in the nation's sunbelt, and warned the U.S. remained, quote, knee-deep in the virus's first wave, saying, quote, it's a serious situation that we have to address immediately. Now, with virtually zero federal guidance on how to deal with the pandemic, states and cities continue to grapple with its spread. Some moved on Monday to roll back phased business reopenings, at the same time that schools and universities announced adjustments to resume classes in the fall. Texas, Florida, and Arizona, three states hit really hard by the virus, each saw new milestone infection numbers on Monday. Texas and Florida both passed 200,000 reported COVID-19 cases, while Arizona's total topped 100,000, with confirmed cases doubling within the last 2.5 weeks. Remember the PPP? Yeah, the government's Paycheck Protection Program that ostensibly made billions of dollars available to small businesses to keep their employees on the payroll during the shutdown? Remember how Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tried to keep the names of the companies who got the money secret? Well, thankfully, he was unsuccessful in that bit of subterfuge. The Treasury Department's Paycheck Protection Program authorized $520 billion for nearly 5 million mostly small businesses and nonprofits. We now have access to the names and some other details on those who were approved for $150,000 or more. And the list includes many you probably wouldn't have expected. Oh, and it helped to have White House connections. Who's on the list? Well, Kanye West's clothing line, the sculptor Jeff Koons, law firms and high-dollar hedge funds, major restaurant chains, the Girl Scouts, political groups on both sides of the aisle, the nonprofit organization that puts on the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. As much as $273 million in federal aid was awarded to more than 100 companies that are owned or operated by major donors to Donald Trump's election efforts. This all according to an Associated Press analysis of government data. Many of the Trump-connected businesses were among the first to be approved for a loan in early April, and churches connected to Trump and other organizations linked to current or former Trump evangelical advisors received at least $17.3 million in loans from the rescue package. Some of them include the City of Destiny, the Florida church that Trump's personal pastor and White House faith advisor Paula White Kane calls home, and First Baptist Dallas, led by Trump ally and senior pastor Robert Jeffress. Oh, and the Daily Caller took a loan for between $350,000 and $1 million. So there's that. Well, we're still waiting for the Supreme Court to issue its final rulings for the term that officially ended last week. On Monday, with 8 cases still to be decided, they released 2 decisions. In the bigger one, the court ruled unanimously that 538 people picked to cast votes in the Electoral College must vote according to their state's laws. The case involved 4 faithless electors from Colorado and Washington state who strayed from the popular vote and sued, arguing that states can control how electors are chosen, but not what happens later. Justice Elena Kagan, writing for the court, said the Constitution gives states broad authority over the selection of presidential electors, including, quote, what the elector must do for the appointment to take effect. Under more than 2 centuries of tradition, Kagan wrote, quote, electors are not free agents. They are to vote for the candidate whom the state voters have chosen. The ruling marked a defeat for advocates of Electoral College reform. The other decision announced Monday had to do with robocalls to cell phones. It was a complicated ruling that basically says all robocalls to cell phones are unconstitutional. Yeah, we'll see. And finally, in a historic defeat for the Trump administration, a federal judge in Washington ordered a complete shutdown of the Dakota Access Pipeline, more commonly known as the Keystone XL Pipeline. Judge James Boasberg found the U.S. government violated federal environmental law when it approved construction without a full environmental study. Now the judge has given the pipeline company 30 days to empty the pipeline and shut it down by August 5th. The Trump administration could appeal the judge's decision, and knowing who they are, they probably will. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.